We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From Gretna, Ralph, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot. I'm sitting there listening to you, and I heard you say that politicians need to, they reflect their base. And I'm wondering, when will the Democrats disavow Antifa? When will the Democrats step up and tell these people to stop attacking ICE centers? Did you hear about that? I didn't hear about that besides conservative media that an Antifa fella attacked the ICE detention center and got killed. Did you know about that? It was in a manifesto that said he was Antifa. How come none of these Democrats candidates are asked to disavow? None of them. Not one. But if this was Trump, he has to disavow things 30 times. Now, David Duke just endorsed Ayan Omar. Will she be asked if she disavows David Duke 75 times like Donald Trump was?
I can't answer that. But I understand the point you're making, Ralph. And no, it should be expected for the Democrats to denounce
they
Antifa.
Don't.
Well,
they
should.
Well,
they should.
Well, you know what they should do and what they do is two different things. Like,
well,
they put
Trump on
a different standard and Trump supporters on a different standard than they hold Democrats.
Well, if you're going to tell me that there's hypocrisy, I'll agree with that.
Oh, is it? It's a two-tier justice system. That's what's going on in this country. And people like me are just fed up with it. We see all this hoopla about this chant. It's a chant, dude. I mean, who cares? This woman is un-American, in my opinion. She hates Israel. She attacks America for things that we had nothing to do with. 9/11, she blamed America on that. I mean, this woman is just she's disgusting. I mean,
well,
just
you're certainly entitled to that opinion. I don't agree with much of what she says, but I'm going to defend her right to say it because she was duly elected.
And another thing about free speech, Scoot, you have all these social media platforms they're shutting up conservatives, and this is the truth. You can disagree with all you want, no matter how many times CNN says it's not true. It's true. We are targeted, and we just
it depends on what the message is, Ralph. It depends on look. So, but some companies have a right to do that because they're private companies. It's not like the public airwaves. So they do have a right. I mean, if they want to create Democrats only, they can do that. They have the right to do
say
it.
Scoot, say that and come out and say in your bias. Don't act like you are. You're objective, but you're not when you're really in the tank for these Democrats, and it shows.
Are you talking about me? You're talking about me?
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, okay.
I'm just talking
okay.
about media in general.
Well, no, I mean, it is.
All that good stuff.
Well, to me, it's so obvious that MSNBC and CNN support Democrats that I don't even know if they need to say it. I mean, it's just, it's kind of like, does Fox News need to say they support President Trump?
I don't think Fox News supports President Trump. They're the most fair, but
no,
believe it,
Ralph,
lie, just like the rest
Ralph,
of them.
Ralph, that's the craziest thing anybody has said on the show in days.
I tell you what,
Fox News does not support President Trump?
Oh, I did not say they didn't support President Trump.
Tell me what you're saying.
More fair. I said they're more fair than CNN or MSNBC or ABC or CBS. They're probably 52-48% against Trump. You know, CNN runs stories.
Wait, you think Fox News is 48% against Trump?
No, actually it's 52. And I can send you.
You think Fox News, that 52% of the coverage on Fox News is anti-Trump?
Scoot, I tell you what, you if you take away Tucker and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham, the rest of that network is anti-Trump.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
Shepard Smith is the most anti-Trump person. I refuse to watch his show.
Ian, we have got to log this call. This has got to be put on Facebook because I want people to hear that
please.
Ralph from Gretna said that Fox News, 52% of Fox News does not support the president.
Yes, that's a fact.
All right, Ralph, I'm glad you had a chance to express your opinion.
All right, Scoot, thank you, man.
Okay. Wow. So, and didn't he kind of start the conversation by saying, hey, if you're biased, just admit it? Oh, my God, that's insane. I mean, let's just admit it. Fox News, in fact, President Trump even sees Fox News as a branch of government. He gets mad when Fox News does have somebody on say something negative about him. Now, there are people on Fox News who do say negative things about the president. Shepard Smith is one of them. And a few others. Neil Cavuto has been very brutal toward Trump a few times. But, I mean, what about Fox and Friends? I mean, they suck up to the president every morning. But to even suggest that Fox News, that 52% of Fox News is anti-Trump, is just absurd. But this goes to show you the disillusionment that lives in this country. How disillusioned people are. You know, it's normal to see what you want to see. It's called confirmation bias. Finding the stuff that supports what you believe and then thinking that that's what's fair. I mean, Fox News had to even drop Fair and Balanced because by their own admission, they weren't. And that is okay. I'm not criticizing them for that. But as this caller just said, we should be honest with who we are. And I think that's fine. But I mean, it's obvious that Fox News is more positive to President Trump than negative. And CNN and MSNBC are more negative. I mean, I know it. You know it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.